Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Thank God for waking us up. We're alive and well, and today's Friday. Somebody is saying, thank God. Your work week, in most cases, are ending. And it's December the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2013. Just five more days, and we will be at the holiday table, eating with family and friends, our loved ones, and just relaxing and celebrating what we now know to be a historical fact, that Jesus is born. He came to the earth. He lived among humans as God, showed the way. And the way was to fear God, live for Him, fulfill His purposes, fulfill His will, and then be rewarded by being seated by the right hand of His Father, being enthroned there, having inherited the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. That was the promise made to the Son in Psalm 2, as recorded by the prophet David. So he showed the way. And so we're celebrating what was the beginning as it was visible in the earth, and that was the birth of Jesus Christ. So we're looking forward to that, of course. I'm Aubrey L. Gregory, and I have the honor of being your host for the next few minutes. I'm awesomely favored. I'm divinely powered, and I believe I'm blessed. So welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us on this day. Today, our focus is being alone, or let's put it this way, let's keep it short, alone with Him. And who's Him? That's none other than the Lord Himself. And one of the things that we want to emphasize today, I don't know how many of us realize that we are yet learning how to pray God's heart. That's the purpose of prayer. We're praying His heart. Now, what does it mean to pray God's heart? The disciples came to Jesus and they asked Him, Lord, teach us how to pray. They saw a distinct relationship between Jesus and the Father and saw what Jesus prayed. and that God always answered him. So we must ask ourselves, like the disciples, why is this? The answer is that Jesus knew what was already in the Father's heart, and his prayers were a response to God's desire and will. If true prayer, then, is the echo of what is in God's heart, we must also learn to hear from him and pray accordingly. So we're coming to the end of a calendar year, the year 2013, and we're faced with the awesome opportunity of a brand new year, 2014. And this might be a good time for us to begin to take an inventory of our prayer life. We can ask ourselves certain questions. Are you frustrated with your prayers? When you pray, do you receive answers? When was your last answered prayer? These are some things that would be part of the process of inventory of our own prayer lives. So if we're at any point dissatisfied with our prayer life, I just want to drop in a couple of suggestions that I believe will encourage us to press forward, knowing the heart and mind of God in prayer. And I believe the first step in praying God's heart is simply to ask him to teach us. How's that? In other words, we're approaching him with humility. We don't approach him as if we've graduated and we have our degree in prayer. No, we come really understanding that we're learning of him. And this is what the disciples did. They came humbly. In other words, they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. If they felt they knew, that would not be a statement from them like that. So they came to him and they asked him to teach them to pray. So we need to ask God to do that as well. In Romans 8, verse 26 to 27, says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So there it is. We don't know what to pray for and how we should pray. So it takes the Holy Spirit to search God's heart and give us his mind on a matter. And that's what would make our corporate prayer even more powerful. We ask the Holy Spirit to show us what is in God's heart and mind. We ask for a quiet, listening heart. Jesus instructs us to ask. Ask and keep on asking. So that's the first step. Ask him to teach us. The second step, quickly, is to get to God. Make the decision to get to him. And we're talking now about personal prayer time, alone time with God. That's first. Then corporate prayer is like we're doing now, like this program. It's second. But before we get to something like this, we want to have alone time with God. That's where we grow. That's where we really build the platform and foundation for our relationship, the alone time. That's so important. And then whatever we do after that is based on our connectivity and relationship with him coming out of the alone time. So we make the decision to get to God. First, we ask him to teach us, and that happens during the alone time. And then we want to make the decision to get to God. However, the devil blocks the path to prayer, so we must determine that whatever the obstacles we will press into God's heart. That's a decision that you make independently. When you love someone, you will find a way to spend time with them, right? Of course, you want to hear their heart, understand them, please them. If this is how we treat our human relationships, how much more should we value our time with the Lord? Alone time, alone with Him. That's the focus of our program today. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He was arrested for it. And we don't have that problem. So whatever our schedule, whatever our commitments, your time with God should be your first priority. So take time every day to quiet yourself, get alone with God. Jesus did that. And that is how He knew what to pray for, because the Holy Spirit then ministered to Him what was on God's heart. So 15 to 20 minutes, just as a beginning point, because there are several levels of prayer and several levels of intensities. And the foundational aspect has to be in place. We want our warfare to be powerful, but we have to have the foundations in place. So our lives should always be lived in an attitude of prayer. You see, I can't pray and drive. I can't pray and cook. I can't pray and do my work. Certainly you can. It's an attitude. Prayer is not so much what's on the lips, but it's more a condition of the heart and its contents. And so we can meet with God all day long and really hear and get His heart. So each day we want to separate ourselves and spend time alone with Him and make sure that we don't substitute corporate prayer for our personal time with God. Then when we get to corporate prayer, our prayers are exactly what's on God's heart. They are powerful, purposeful, and God is pleased. So the first thing is ask Him to teach you. Second thing is make a decision to get with God. Third, get alone with God. And then we get to know God. That's the fourth thing. When we spend time with the Lord, His presence is with us, and we want to learn to recognize His presence. So ask Him what is in His heart, then spend some time listening. It's a forgotten aspect of prayer, just listening. Just listening. And during this time, you'll feel compelled to leave, to do all the things you suddenly remember you should have done. But please don't get up. Continue to sit still. Our minds are so busy, and the clamor to do something will be great. But be still and wait for His voice. Moses spent 6 full days on the mountain, and on the 6th day, God spoke. Can we wait just a few minutes? That's what's being required of us. So set your mind on God, and you're not trying to empty your mind. You want God to fill it with His thoughts, His ideas. So don't be concerned if you continue to think your own thoughts. Let that happen until you get one from Him. And that's what we bring to our corporate meeting, our corporate get-together such as this, so that we bring the force of agreement. He says, where 2 or 3 are gathered in My name, I'm in the midst to bless. There's the power of agreement. that allows and mediates the blessing. So we can pray great things. And finally, get God's heart. In time, we'll hear God's voice. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." Deep within us, the Spirit will begin to give you the prayers that He wants you to pray. Someone may come to your heart, you may begin to weep, or you may begin to boldly declare freedom to a loved one. The beauty is that you can never predict where the Spirit will take you in prayer. There are times when your own concerns must be prayed for, but that's okay. And then there are times when people will ask you to pray for them, and you should always do that. But if prayer is the echo of God's heart, then your primary objective is to respond to His desires. So we're learning. Let's look at that again. Ask Him to teach you. Secondly, get to know God. Third, get alone with Him. Fourth, get to know Him. And fifth, get God's heart. Those five steps, I would say, describes the learning curve of learning how to pray God's heart. Well, praise God. God bless you today, this Friday, the 20th of December. We thank you for joining us. Welcome. I have your lines open, and I trust that what we've just shared is you will find it beneficial. As we approach this brand new year that's coming up, it's speeding towards us, or we're speeding towards it. Either way, hopefully we'll meet the new year and meet the new year with the being in the right position. Because we're learning that the only thing that will bring results every time is when we get alone with God and pray His heart. So, do you have a praise report or a prayer request for this session? Allow the Lord to speak to you and through you. Good morning. God bless you. Is there a prayer report, a praise report? Well, I have one. As you know, we've been praying for Tammy Khalil, and she's just bubbling and bubbling over and praising the Lord because of what God is doing in her life, and she's learning and is discovering, like a little kid in the candy store. She's discovering God's goodness, His mercy, His greatness, and how personal His relationship can be. She's finding what she always wanted. She knew she had a hunger. She didn't know how to fill it, and He's doing that for her. And she was celebrating on yesterday. She aced her tests at school, and she's excited about that. And she's so grateful, and we thank God for answering prayers concerning her, raising her up, and just mediating her circumstances, just being deeply involved in it so that she is seeing His footsteps and learning His ways. So that's really her praise report. I don't know if she's on today, but I'm certainly reporting it. She came to our offices on yesterday. She stopped in there to give us a good report that she aced her tests, and it looks like the first phase of her course. She's in school to become a medical technician, and so she's really excited about that. So we thank God for you agreeing with us together in prayer that we're seeing answers with respect to Tammy. If there are any other answers that you've discerned based on what we've prayed for here, or some other prayer report that you think would be encouraging to us, please bring that forth, give it air, and shame the devil, so to speak. Or if you have a prayer request, something that God has laid on your heart, and that's what our previous conversation was about getting God's heart, allowing him to place there by the Holy Spirit his heart on our heart so that we pray exactly what's on his heart. And I think you would agree that that's the objective, that we ask him to teach us, get to know him, get alone with him, get to know God, and get God's heart. Those are five steps in the learning curve of learning to pray, not our heart, but pray his heart. Huh. That's interesting. That if you're going to get a gift for someone for this holiday, you know, God doesn't compel you to do that, but if that's something that you want to do, please get a gift that the person loves and likes, not what you like. If it's what you like, then you might as well keep it for you. But if you're going to give it, if you're going to send me a gift, please try to discern what I like, what's on my heart, and give me that. Can you see how that would bring the most pleasure, as opposed to if you just randomly decide, I'm going to get what I like, and risk me not liking what you gave to me for Christmas. I just may re-gift it. In other words, turn around and give it to someone based on what I think they like. You know, that's prayer really has to be what God loves and wants to hear, and that's already on his heart. Father, we thank you for today. We receive this brand new day with gratitude, with thanksgiving. We give it back to you so that you can shape, fashion it, create it in the way that you want it. Because it came from you, and we want you to get the most pleasure from this day. And you're sharing it with us. And Father, we pray today that our lives would honor this gift of this Friday, the 20th of December, in the year 2013, a day that has never in the existence of creation appeared before. It's a brand new day. So we thank you, Lord, for it, and we receive it with thanksgiving. Thank you for waking us up. And thank you for offering to us once again forgiveness. As you have promised, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Thank you for the cleansing from all unrighteousness so that we are made clean, clean enough to stand in your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that we have this kind of access so that we can learn to learn of you. And we're asking you on this day to teach us, just like the disciples asked, how to pray, how to build an altar, a personal altar with you. We are thanking you for teaching us and giving us the points that we must first ask of you to teach us, and secondly, we must have this strong desire to get to know you. And thirdly, we must make the decision, overcome all hindrances, and spend time alone with you, just like Jesus showed the way. And he said, if any man would follow me, he must take up his cross. And so we want to get alone with you. Teach us how to get to know you as we wait patiently for your voice and your heart by the Holy Spirit. And then he will impart to our heart what's on your heart. And we can have a prayer conversation around that thing or those things that's on your heart. And you will find great joy in our relationship as we interact around those things that you care about most. We thank you today that we are able to echo your heart. And then you want to answer and respond to what's already on your heart. You already desired to perform it. And so we are in sync with you. So we thank you today for showing us your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, once again, welcome. I see that we have people that are continuously coming on, and that is good. Thank you for joining us on this day. Now, we would like to join you in the atmosphere of agreement. If you have a prayer request, now is the time on this day, the last day for most of the work week, Friday. We want to close out with asking him. He wants us to ask. And what would you ask today? Should he appear before you personally, what would you ask? That's what you want to ask right now, because we're in his presence. And he has welcomed us. And we're cleansed and made whole. Our sins have been forgiven. We have been made whole. That's to be cleansed, covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself. So what would you ask of him? And this is the time when we do that. We have a few more minutes left, and I want to give you the honor and the privilege of making a request right now. And we have lots of people online right now that are waiting to agree for an answer. And it may be that after hearing what the learning curve is with respect to praying God's heart, maybe that's your request, that God would teach you. You want to enter that learning curve in a fresh and new way. You want to put aside some conclusions that you previously had about prayer and really take on with the opportunity of a coming new season, beginning with the year that's coming towards us. And should we meet it, that you would have a different approach, a more accurate approach from a stronger platform, one that's based on your alone time. Because we live in a day where there are so many pressing needs and problems. Everywhere we turn, there's something to pray about. Everyone needs prayer. The nations are crying. The church is in need. And the world is lost. All those are real everyday needs. But we cannot address those until we build a prayer altar, personal one. And that's something that we'll continue to focus on, because it's from that position that we will exercise power and authority. That's how Jesus did it. Amen. God bless you.
Good morning, Pastor, and all prayer partners on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a good morning. Bless God.
Praise the Lord. I'm asking for prayer for Adriana's mother. Her name is Gwen. Excuse me. I spoke to her the other day, and you know, she just has some stumbling blocks in her way, mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. She she's always been living in a shelter. And she says she's tired. I mean, you know, I had prayer with her over the phone, but I want to be in agreement, you know, because God said with two or three gathering his name there, he'd be in the midst. And, you know, one will put 1,000 to flight, but 2, 10,000. And she needs prayer because she says she's tired of bouncing from shelter to shelter. And, you know, I have her grandchildren. And she says she want to be able to have her own place and spend time with her grandchildren. And she also has a mental disability. You know, she has a mental disability. So I'm asking that, you know, we have prayer that God would open doors for her. I prayed with her and told her, you know, to seek a church in New York. So, you know, she really needs help.
Okay, so she is the mother of, the grandmother of the children that you're fostering.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what comes to me even as you ask to be joined in prayer for that situation. She needs to come home. And what I mean by that is, it's just what you ended your comments with. She needs to come home to the Lord, find a church home, etc.
Exactly.
Yeah. As long as she remains on the plantation of sin, outside of God's grace. In other words, God's grace is coming towards her, but, you know, it won't land other than the way it should land, and that is to, his love comes to bring her home.
Exactly. And I was telling her, you know, to find a church where, you know, the word of God is going forth, you know, so that she can learn because, excuse me, she said that she prayed the prayer of faith, and she said it seems like, you know, nothing is working out for her, you know, and I told her she needs to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. The axe, according to the scripture, the axe, meaning a tool, an instrument for cutting, is laid to the root, not the branches. If the root is still intact, you can lop off the branches and the branches will still come forth, ultimately.
Yes.
But when you lay to the root, that's a cessation, an interruption and a stoppage of what is going on. And her root problem is that she is homeless as it relates to the Lord.
Mm.
The surface problem is being in a shelter. That's the surface problem. But the root problem is her homelessness with respect to God. And she needs to. And she may have accepted Christ because someone went to the shelter and shared the gospel and all of that, and we praise God and thank God for that. But she now needs to take steps of faith We're going to pray for her right now.
Yes,
that
yes.
God would place in her path those that would help her, you know, in the natural, caseworkers,
yes.
people who would have the compassionate heart of God to show her grace and mercy that is on God's heart. Okay, Father, we thank you for Gwen. And she's reaching out, crying out. And we know that you said, if we call, you will hear and respond. And Father, we believe that she's calling, she's expressing desires for a different life, a better life, one that she probably could not remember what it's like. She just knows that how she is, where she is right now, is not what you intend. It's not your best. Father, we pray right now that you would forgive her of her sins. You would cleanse her, make her whole. And Father, give her the spirit of love and a power and a sound mind so that she's able to function. And Father, we know that the spirit of infirmity will come if we dwell in a place that gives access to that spirit. And we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We decree that she has a sound mind.
Yes, Lord.
No more oppression. No more depression.
Yes, Lord.
That her mind is sound.
Yes.
Father, give her clarity on this day, this Friday, the 20th of December.
Yes,
give her clarity. Cause
yes,
her to see light. The darkness, we command the darkness to recede, to leave in the name of Jesus. And light comes forth. Let there be light in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for delivering Gwen, for raising her up. She is your creation. Father, we rebuke the dark forces in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We rebuke the dark forces that have come around like crows, hovering and landing. Waiting to devour. Father, we rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus. And we welcome the King of Glory into her life. We welcome the light of heaven.
Yes, oh God.
Welcome God's grace and God's mercy. We thank you, Lord, for giving this opportunity to us to pray on behalf and to lift up Gwen before you. We break whatever curses are in effect.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we speak blessing. Bless her in the name of
Jesus.
Yes,
oh God.
In the name of
amen
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
Thank you, Lord,
amen.
For the
hope yes, Lord.
That giving to her right now.
Yes,
the way
oh God.
That you put up for her right now.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Favor that you've sent her way, grace
yes,
and mercy
Lord.
As well, in
yes,
the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you for hearing her cry. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, thank you for giving us
thank
the
you.
Privilege of yes. representing her before your throne, in your courts.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
Praise
the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We sense your presence, Father. We sense your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
We sense the answer to Gwen's cry, a heart cry. In the name of Jesus. Restore her strength. Restore her. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. praise you. In the name of Jesus.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 2-2-1-2.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name
of
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
This day be a day of renewal. Hallelujah.
In the name of
a day of going from lost to found.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. Father, we know, Lord, that you care about the plan. And it's on your heart, Lord, and you place her in our hearts. Yes. Strengthen our faith. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We say that you welcome. Hallelujah. Sense that we have an open heaven today. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Yes,
bless
Lord
us.
God.
Bless us. So
hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless
thank you, Lord. Bless the name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as we come to the end of our time, I want to thank you for joining us all of this week. I want you to know there's some kind of shift that has taken place this week in a good way. This was an important week for us. I believe God is taking us to another level. He's shifting us, and that's good. And I want to thank you for being part of what God is doing in the present, in the now, in this season. And I trust that you would have a wonderful weekend, one continual prayer, continual name of Jesus. We bless you. Now, God, I'm going to fill you with all joy. Indeed, believing that you may abound to you.
Thank you.